I am Pierre Lumumba here at the Manzoni Wildlife Estate in Machakos County in the Republic of Kenya, here in our mother continent of Africa. We continue with our conversations about the mother continent, and today we look at yet another resistance movement. There were many, but in the eastern part of Africa, in what is now known as Kenya, there was a movement called the Mau Mau. But we must give our discussion of Mau Mau a little historical context. The British declared Kenya a protectorate in the month of July 1895. And in the year 1920, Kenya became a colony, graduating, if you may, from a protectorate to a colony, which means that the affairs of Kenyan colony were controlled by the British. And why they came to Kenya was to scout for land. Kenya was one of the unique places in the continent of Africa where the intention of the colonizer was to create a settler community, which means they were looking for fertile land. They wanted to grow particularly coffee and tea, and to a certain extent, much later, dairy farming also became something that was in their focus. So after the declaration of Kenya as a colony, there was the beginning of the scouting for land, particularly in areas around what is now Kiambu County, or what are known as the White Highlands, which is the central part of Kenya, populated by the people known as the Agikoyo, whom the British, of course, then referred to as the Kikuyu. And very early on, there were attempts at resistance, particularly by individuals who had gone to school. It was of a mild kind. And it is in this context that we must understand the Kenya, the formation of the Kenya African Union in 1944. This organization was an organization of what can be described as the elite. But the British became a lot more vicious towards the end of the 1940s, when they started seizing land. And when they seized these lands, they interned Africans. They took Africans and took them to what were called native camps. Children and men were taken to native camps. And that is what gave birth to the Mau Mau. If one talks to old people from the Agikoyo community, they will tell you that it started as Uma Uma, which means go away, go away. And of course, they then reversed it and it became Mau Mau. And the Mau Mau, the person who is credited actually with the founding of the Mau Mau is Dedan Kimathi Waciuri. Dedan Kimathi Waciuri became the leader and the warrior for the struggle against the British. And when they came out, it was decimation. They targeted the whites and they targeted Africans who were collaborators. Perhaps it is important to identify this at this time, that when the Mau Mau was being created, the environment that led to its creation was, as I've already indicated, that people's lands were seized. And when the land was seized, the British would occupy such lands. There is a place in Nairobi, in Kiambu, called Tigoni. These were the areas, Thigiri. Some of these words are corrupted English words. And then they were taken out, and Africans were then assembled in small enclaves to provide labor for the coffee that was being farmed, for the tea that was being farmed. And there was actually later legislation that prohibited Africans from growing coffee and tea, but they would be farmers in, or rather they would be pickers of tea and pruners of this coffee for the benefit of the white, because the coffee was then of course exported to the United Kingdom. But as this was happening, there were Africans who were also recruited as overseers. These were collaborators. And when the Mau Mau started, they became the target of the Mau Mau warriors because they were seen from the same lens or seen in the same way as their masters who were the British. So between 1952 and 1960s, the Mau Maus were very active. And that is how the Mau Mau, the emergency was declared. The British declared, the British governor declared an emergency in 1952. And as a result of this declaration, individuals who were thought to have been active in the Mau Mau movement were then arrested. It is instructive that it is debatable that the persons who became now the principal individuals to be identified with the Mau Mau are not the ones who were actually thought to be Mau Mau. There was a trial that took place between 1952 and 1953 in Kapenguria. And the individuals who were tried at that time are normally referred to as the Kapenguria Six. If my memory serves me well, they included the first president of the Republic of Kenya, Jomo Kenyatta. It included Fred Kubai, Kungu Karumba, Bildad Kaggia, Paul Ngei, and Ramogi Achieng Oneko. They were tried at Kapenguria between 1952 and 1953 as the leaders and the organizers of the Mau Mau movement. Of course, they were then jailed. The five of them initially jailed in Lokitaung, and ultimately Kenyatta was moved to Lodwar until much later in 1959, 1960. But the most important thing and the most iconic thing at that time is that during the entire period of the Mau Mau rebellion, the British subjected the Agikoyo people to some of the most untold suffering. Their women were subjected to rape. Their women were subjected to abuse. Their women were separated from their husbands. And some of these collaborators even took other people's wives during the period of separation and took their land. And this gave birth to the landless, the Ahoi, amongst the Agikoyo. So ultimately in 1956, Dedan Kimathi Waciuri was arrested and was tried and of course executed in the year 1957. There have been an attempt, and of course it has been said that his grave has been identified, but it's instructive to note that he was recognized and that quite a number of things have been named for him, including a university and a street in Nairobi. But the most important thing, like all these freedom struggles, is that the Mau Mau struggle was a struggle about land. And as a result of that particular struggle, many people suffered and many people were internally exiled in places that we now know, such as Hola, were created as places where people were exiled in inhospitable conditions. Mageta Island on Lake Victoria or Lake Lolwe, if you are being a little bit more indigenous. Places such as Lodwa, places such as Manyani, places such as Lokitaung, the major prison in Nairobi called Kamiti, where it is now actually accepted, is where Dedan Kimathi Waciuri was executed. And ultimately, these lands which were seized were then used for the benefit of the whites. And of course, we know there is a beautiful book that has been written about White Highlands No More by Ojuando Abuor. And it tells you how the colonialists used their power for purposes of destroying families. And in places such as Nyeri County in Kenya, one can still find vestiges of these colonial villages where people's lives are still affected by the impact of the punishment of the Mau Mau population. The numbers are different, but there are estimates that say that as many as anything between 11,000 and 25,000 persons of the Agikoyo ethnic group were killed during the Mau Mau struggle, with no more than 200 whites being killed. And that can be explained that while the firepower resided in the British, that the firepower resided in the British, the blacks were using very limited and sometimes very rudimentary instruments. And that is why the numbers of those who died were very few on the part of the British and very many on the part of the blacks. Some have debated, and I hear people engaging in this kind of debate as to whether Mau Mau was a freedom movement or whether Mau Mau was a land struggle. But how can one distinguish the two? Mau Mau was a freedom struggle. It was a freedom struggle, and if one agrees that land is the last colonial question, then the most iconic struggle for the restoration of land in the country that we now call Kenya was the Mau Mau. It is also instructive that while Mau Mau was largely led by the Agikoyo of Kenya, there were individuals who are not of Agikuyu origin who are sympathetic to the movement. And that is how one can explain the involvement of individuals such as Paul Ngei, who was of the Kamba ethnic group, and Ramogi Achieng Oneko, who was of the Luo ethnic group. And there were many other silent supporters of the community and the Mau Mau struggle. So in a nutshell, the Mau Mau rebellion may have started from among the Agikoyo as a resistance group in order to prevent the British from taking land, but it gave the impetus for the struggle for independence and gave the impetus for the ultimate acquisition of independence by Kenya in the year 1963. And while, of course, some of the principal players in Mau Mau may not have gotten into political office, it is the case in many countries that those who truly fight for freedom normally have the shorthand of the stick. But the Mau Mau rebellion remains an iconic struggle against a vicious colonizer, the British, and even if sons and daughters of the soil were decimated, it stands out as a demonstration that people were not picked like sitting ducks. They resisted and made the ultimate prize by losing their lives, and that is why Mau Mau remains one of the greatest rebellions ever to have been undertaken on the African soil, and one that is studied throughout the world as an iconic resistance for land, the last colonial question. Thank you very much. We are continuing this debate. We have had an engagement on the subject of the Mau Mau rebellion. We will see you shortly.